Welcome to Purposely Purps, a safe space, a graceful space, a space where we grow closer to God while having fun, breaking traditional norms and shattering that thing called religion. I'm your host, Purps, and a problem you know. Hi guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this, the third episode of the Purposely Purps podcast. I'm so excited. I'm happy for all of the support that I've been receiving. You guys don't even understand how much you've been encouraging me, and I just want to say thank you. So on today's episode, we'll be talking about stepping into purpose and just being bold. And I said we because today I have with me a young woman who I respect so much. You know, her name is Tamara. I'm going to have her introduce herself in a short while, but I just want you guys to know that she's somebody that I really look up to. She's quite amazing. You know, so Tamara, how are you doing today? Thank you for, you know, accepting this request, you know, so I just wanted to do a little check-in to see how you're doing before you introduce yourself.
Hey guys, well sis, I'm doing well. I see that you're excited and well, just as I am.
Yes. So what I want you to do right now is just to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, who is Tamara, and just get them ready so that they can, you know, just bask in today's episode.
All right, no problem. So first and foremost, hello, beautiful people on Purposely Purps podcast. My name is Tamara Austin. I am a 23-year-old medical student at the University of the West Indies, but connected with my passion to save lives is my God-given purpose to save souls. So Tamara is somebody who is fun-loving. I love to model and I love ministry most of all.
That's lovely. That nicey. You know, you have your passion for saving lives and saving souls. That sweet girl, that sweet bad. So I remember seeing one of your posts one evening and decided to go and watch the whole thing. So guys, Tamara has this series on Instagram. You can follow her at miss.tammy2eyes, and you can see her series, her Instagram series called The Woman at the Well. And I just wanted to know why Woman at the Well, I want to know what inspired Woman at the Well.
All right. So Woman at the Well, as you guys know, is a biblical story or biblical account, if you rather, from the book of John chapter 4, where Jesus meets a Samaritan woman at the well. And we know that Jews, which Jesus was a Jew, and Samaritans, which the woman was, are not really friends, for lack of a better term. They don't get along at all. But we see in the book of John chapter 4 that Jesus, it said that Jesus had to pass through Samaria. So he had to go through Samaria to meet that woman at the well. And when he met that woman at the well, her life changed completely. So she was a woman who was just entrenched in relationships, and Jesus told her, you know, you've had many husbands, yet you and none of them were married. And I just related to this woman so much because I've also been a person who has been in many relationships. And during those relationships, I found myself falling into the sin of sexual immorality twice. And when coming out of this final one, when I decided, okay, I'm going to get things together, I'm going to get my life straight with God, I found that Jesus was waiting for me just as he was waiting for the woman at the well. So I was out there looking for love in this world when I realized that Jesus, the love of my life, the greatest love of all, was there waiting for me all along. And one day I was listening to this song by Maverick City. It's called Lean Back. And you know, She was singing about the love of God, that it's so much better, it's so much brighter than every love she's ever known. And she sung about it, and I felt it deeply. And in that moment, I realized that even though I'm in a place where my relationship now is a Christian and God-based one, and, you know, I love my partner dearly, I realized that I don't want to get sucked into making my relationship everything again, even if it's the relationship that God has for me. I want to continue putting God first. And then that's how the woman at the well just burst out onto the scene. I decided that, listen, I'm going to do an Instagram TV series talking about God and reminding people that God is priority. So that's woman at the well in a nutshell.
Wow, girl, I can totally understand. You know, recently I went through something, maybe not the same thing exactly, but I feel like God has this way of just rearranging some things in our lives. You know, just as you said, you felt like you were putting things above God in a sense. And, you know, our God is a very jealous God, and he will do what he has to do to remind us that, hey, me run things and I have that much say when it comes on to the calling and the purpose that I have for you. And moving into that, you know, stepping into purpose and, you know, just actualizing the plans and the calling that God has for us, I want to know what you believe stepping into purpose is. I know that it's not a walk in the park, you know, because just as I've experienced with purposely perps, it is not the easiest thing stepping into purpose. It comes with a lot of setbacks, because I feel like once the enemy knows that, you know, God has called you for something, he's going to be fighting you beforehand. So I understand, but I want to know, in your experience, what stepping into purpose means, and how was that? How was it transitioning into the woman at the well? Or just in purpose in general?
Big, big question, sis. And as you rightly said, it isn't something easy. And as I'm thinking back on my journey of stepping into purpose, which still continues today, like, you know, even when you find what you're supposed to be doing in this world, God just continue opening new layers of your purpose. So the first time that I truly decided to step into purpose was, as I said, after a rough relationship, and I decided to get my life straight with God. And it took a lot of courage, bravery. And as I always say, doing it even when you're scared, because fear is one of the most common things to keep us from stepping into our purpose. That fear of losing somebody, that fear of not being enough, that fear of not being received. So when we're stepping into purpose, we have to do it even when we're scared. And in doing it over and over scared, that's where you begin to have confidence in what God called you to do. And that's my experience, like going into things that God called me to over and over. That's where I've got my confidence from. When I see that, listen, if I go and do something that God has called me to do, he's going to bring me through it. He has already prepared me beforehand, because sometimes we don't understand the preparation of God, because it doesn't look as how we think it should look. Just as we know the scripture, David, God was training him to be king as a shepherd. And you think God training somebody to be king, they would be a prince already, but it doesn't look like that. Preparation doesn't look like how we think it looks. And so stepping into purpose, it's just leaving behind everything that God doesn't have for you and walking the road that he does have for you and that he laid out even before you were even born.
Girl, preach. I loved that. I loved that, because listen, it just ties into this little note that I had, you know, as you spoke about basically stepping into boldness. You really just hit the nail on the head, because a lot of times we lose confidence, you know, we lose confidence, and stepping into purpose is more than just signing up and deciding one day that you're going to start a podcast or you're going to start an Instagram TV series. The process starts from before, as you they said with David, you know, his story is one for the books. I absolutely love David. And I feel like there comes that time when we're going to have to distance ourselves from, you know, things of the past that make us feel unworthy. And a lot of times, because of past experiences, we are fearful. We lose confidence. As I mentioned in last week's episode, we lose confidence so much in our birthright. And we have to take a step and just be bold. The other night I was reading Revelation 21. Let me just bring it up. Revelation 21, verse 8, where it says, "But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile," and it continues to list the other categories of people who will be condemned to hell. And the part that stood out to me is the coward, because a lot of times we don't think about the coward as one of those persons who's going to go to hell. You know, God has called us for a time as this. He has called us for whatever the purpose is. Everybody has their own purpose. And sometimes because of fear, we are unable to just step into that. You know, we're unable to do what God has called us to do. And I can say that I was fearful. It took me, as I said, it took me a very long time to start this podcast. And when I read the scripture, it shook me, like it shaped me up. I'm like, God, what me don't know? What did I do for this level of drip up so late in the night? Because it, quiet time for me is like after 11. And it really took me by surprise, Tam, because I'm looking for the sexual immoral, you know, all of those things that we always hear. Persons who practice magic arts, idolaters, fornicators, regular things that we hear every day. But no one is really zooming in to the cowards, the persons who are so fearful, who are insecure in their calling because of probably something that happened in the past. But I love that you touched on the fact that during that time of, you know, whatever has happened in the past, that experience is what is building that person. It's building us. It's making us who we are so that we can actually step into the purpose, you know? And I love that. I absolutely love that. So I understand, you know, stepping into purpose and finally coming to that realization, that kumbaya moment with God to say, all right, God, I understand that you've called me for this and I'm so happy. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm ready. But of course, discouragement might come, discouragement might, you know, seep in. I want to know what discouragement is like for you. Do you experience it a lot? Is it that the information just flows, the content, the creative juices just flow naturally? Or is it that you do get discouraged, maybe not every week, but, you know, let me know what it's like for you.
Yeah, another big question. But before I answer that, I just have to comment on what you said earlier on that scripture that was so powerful. And I couldn't let that moment miss to let you know that, you know, those are some powerful words and I've never heard them before. But to the question of discouragement, honestly, I believe we all encounter discouragement on this journey, on this walk with Christ. For me, discouragement comes in the form of laziness sometimes and fear. It still comes up time after time. It still comes up in your mind, in your heart. The devil is always trying to find ways to stop you from continuing on this journey. So even though you said that yes to Christ, he's not gonna stop right there. He's gonna continuously attack you and try to find ways to break you down. But one thing I can say, that whenever I'm discouraged, whenever I feel lazy, or whenever I don't feel that fire, and as you call it, the creative juices, God always comes to bring fresh fire. And that's one thing I absolutely love about him. And being 23, turning 24 in about 2 weeks, I can truly say that God always keeps me going. He always gives me some new fire, some new desire, some new passion. He keeps the fire burning and burning and burning. And I don't think it's ever going to go out, even 40 years from now. I know he's going to bring new things to me every time that I'm discouraged. He comes and he comforts me and he gives me a new song to sing unto him.
Girl, I absolutely love that. Oh God, the amount of things I'm loving at this episode. I love that. You know, when I did the first episode, I was like, okay, God, I've had this one episode idea for so long. I don't have any more ideas. I don't know what's going to be for the next episode and the episode after that and the episode after that. So, you know what? I'm going to get my book. I'm going to have a little prayer session because I feel like in everything, you need to include God. Even though he's the one who gave you the idea, you know, he put this in your spirit, you still need to follow up with him. You still need to ask for his guidance. And I sat down with my book and I wrote and I said to one of my friends, what do you think I could speak on? You know, even though I've asked God already, but I still needed more. I still needed him to download into me what he would have me to say to his people, because I mean, this is more than me. This has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the kingdom of God, and it needs to be done well. And I feel like you're right. I was speaking to my mother and she's telling me that she has never had a whirlwind story. She has never experienced the world like how we have experienced it. And because of that, I feel like, you know, that's nice for her. That's good for her, but it's not reality for a lot of us, especially young persons, young Christians. And I'm just in awe every time. I'm so in awe. That's the one word that I can use to talk about God, because it's so mind-blowing. It's so amazing every time I think about him. And yes, I understand the discouragement, girl, because I don't know what kind of calling God have on my life. I don't understand what kind of blessings, what I can't see yet, but the enemy can see. And because him can see it, him don't want me to prosper. But, I mean, he's already lost, and that is just that. And speaking of discouragement, Tam, you know, the other end of the spectrum is encouragement. And I want you to share with me and our listeners the ways or the way in which you encourage yourself and what empowers you to continue with the woman at the well, the Bible study that you're doing, modeling, whatever it is. How do you encourage yourself, or what empowers you to continue on your journey?
Yes, this is so important to us and to remind ourselves of whenever we feel discouraged. So for that question, I would have to say one of the most encouraging things for me in ministry is the people of God, seeing the word being planted in their hearts when they receive the word, when you see their lives being transformed, when they come back and say, you know, I see what you are saying, I see how good God is. And when they say that what you have done has blessed me, it has brought me closer to God. Because what we're trying to do is not to get people to adore us, or not to shine the light on us for people to say, you know, I want to be like Perps, or I want to be like the woman at the well. We want people to say, I want to be like Jesus. Just as the woman at the well told the people, come see a man. She didn't say, listen, I met Jesus, to let people look at her and be jealous of her or adore her because she was so blessed to meet Jesus. She told people about Jesus because she wanted them to have that experience for themselves. And they did in the book of John chapter 4. So that's the encouraging thing for me. That's what empowers me to keep going when I see the people of God drawing closer to him, when I see the kingdom of God advancing. That is one of the most encouraging things for me.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. You know, I think that's the most, I think that's the best thing in that book for me. The part where she says, come see a man. I don't know why it resonates with me like that, but every time I hear it, my heart just flutters and I'm just like, wow, come see a man. You know how amazing it is to just be able to talk about God. Guys, we can go all night, all week talking about God nonstop because he's just so amazing. But you know, the podcast have to end at some point. But honestly, I do understand. I remember how amazing it felt when I started the Purposely Perps page and persons were like, I'm so excited for this. I'll be keeping up with your posts and stuff. And then when I launched the podcast, persons were like, listen, I'm so excited about this. The first episode was amazing. And listen, the encouragement that I've received and persons saying that they can relate and so forth, that is enough to just encourage me to move on, to move forward, to continue. Because if it's just one person, that's enough for me. If it's just me being the bridge toward between that person and God, that is enough. I'm not in it for the fanfare. I'm not in it for the praise or whatever. I'm not in it for persons to hear my lovely voice. I am in it for God's kingdom to be increased, you know, for everything to be so wonderful. And I am just excited. I'm excited about stepping into my purpose fully. I mean, this is just the beginning. My life has just begun. And same for you, Tam. I mean, I know that going forward, lives are just going to be changed, are just going to be transformed. It's just going to be so amazing. And because of that, I am looking forward to what God has to do in my life. And that's another thing that I used to encourage myself, looking towards the future, because I'm happy that I'm here right now. But when I think about where I am now and the promises God has for me and how my life is going to be transformed in the future, that is enough encouragement to just whip me into shape. Because listen, it's amazing, it's beautiful, it's something that I'm excited to see, you know, just become reality. What do you think, Tam?
Girl, I love how you just reminded me about the future, because sometimes it's so easy to forget that. And when you say it's just the beginning, it was just such a big reminder for me that, yes, this is really just the beginning, because it's so beautiful also that we, you know, we're in our early 20s and we want to go this hard for God. So just imagine, as you say, in the future, what He is going to enable us to do and the people that He's going to enable us to speak to. So I think it's rather beautiful and a timely reminder for me, and I'm sure for others.
Yes, thank you. All right, so guys, I hope that this episode was enough, was something that you needed to hear, was a great reminder of stepping into your purpose and not letting fear or anxiety or your past experiences hinder you from stepping into your purpose, actualizing, and just noticing your growth, being bold, and just allowing God to work in your life. I want to say thank you to Tamara again for agreeing to be a guest on today's episode. Follow her on Instagram at miss.tammy with two eyes. Support her business, Air Candy. She has the cutest earrings. And I just want to say, of course, that God loves you. I love you. Stay blessed, and you are not alone.